new FM.
With them. Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo.
Creepo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
This is so mad.
Hello.
New FM. The official.
The Novos. We got
love. Hey guys, welcome to Friday.
Hello. Oh God, it's good, good to be
morning.
Here. Oh, I can't wait for the weekend.
Friday never felt so good, purely because of the rain. God, it was hard waking up.
Yeah, it's very cold this morning.
Struggled.
I really love the cold weather, the rain. Winter is coming,
guys.
Oh, it
was amazing. Yesterday, winter is coming. I wore thongs.
Yeah.
And then today I'm in Ugg boots and socks. I was like, wow.
The Bogan duo.
Yeah, how quickly the weather can change.
Do you know what, Jade? I'm so glad that you've actually started wearing socks with your Ugg boots. The history of working with you, you always take your Ugg boots off and you get your bare feet out and they reek.
Oh, you're such a liar. But you know what? Next time, if I ever do it, I'll be whiffing my feet up in your face. I'll be like, sniff this, Maddie. Get a good cheese.
This is
cheese
an interesting
sniff.
Turn of events.
Yeah. What is it?
Yeah. I'm glad you're admitting that's what it smells like.
Camembert, that cheese, blue
camembert.
Cheese. Get some camembert.
What's camembert?
I don't know. I don't like camembert. It's the worst of the cheeses.
You're crazy.
No, blue cheese is way better.
I'm surprised you say that because I thought you have like the taste buds of a 10-year-old.
I do love hundreds and thousands, like fairy bread. It's a go-to. Always have hundreds and thousands in the house.
Really?
Yeah, I love it. Love fairy bread.
You do have the taste buds of a 10-year-old.
Nothing wrong with that. Why not enjoy the happiness, like memories of childhood and living life?
So do you make yourself fairy bread sandwiches for lunch?
Yeah, but not together. You don't like squish them together. You got to just, open sandwiches like you do at a birthday party.
Does Benny, like, sit down and have a triangle with you?
If I'm doing it, like, he's not going out.
Do you want one, Benny? I'll cook you one.
Yeah, he's not just making it.
Yeah, put the butter on the bread.
Ha, 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 ha.
Coming
anyway,
up next, guys,
boring adults
for your
over
Friday,
there.
We're going over to Tonga and we're meeting a man called Tongan Fili. And he's committed a crime over there and I'm going to tell you all about it next.
Excellent.
He's in big, big trouble.
He's been a naughty boy.
Yeah.
Shame.
He has indeed. Right now, kicking off your Friday, Good Charlotte, Dance Floor Anthem and UFM. Good morning. Good Charlotte. You're with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. It's 6:13. And, guys, very cold today. Only a top of 15 degrees on the coast.
Oof.
Raining all day.
Snuggle weather.
Who are you going to snuggle?
My chihuahuas when
all
I get
three
home.
Of them, you'll be like, get in the bed with Jady.
Yeah, it's my plan today.
We're going to meet a man right now, guys. His name is Tongan Fili. He was arrested for drugs over in Tonga last July, and he's in big trouble at the moment because he's bribed the police officer or attempted to bribe the police officer. I guess over in Tonga, I've never really, like, thought about what the police and the justice system is like over there.
Yeah, neither have I.
Where is Tonga? Just real
sort
quick.
Sort of Pacific.
Polynesian. So it's an island, okay.
Yeah, yes. A little island situation. Sort of up north of New Zealand a bit.
Yeah.
Well,
so I would imagine.
So obviously he's been locked away for his crime. And anyways, he's bribed a police officer with, get this, a box of chicken, 3 kilos of corned beef, and 3 plastic bags of sweet potatoes for his release. And I tell you what, I think that's a good deal.
No, I don't.
That's a good meal.
I'm not that keen on corned beef.
Oh, corned beef is good.
In a can.
Oh, well, look, you know what? Get over yourself.
When did you last eat corned beef in a can?
Oh, many years ago, but I mean, I wouldn't be opposed to, you know, a hot bit of toast with some butter and some canned corned beef.
If I was desperate, and it'd sound nice with mustard pickles, I'm changing my tune.
Jason, now you take the bribe.
As long as it's...
that was a really quick
great meal, though, because I'm guessing they cook a lot in the ground over in Tonga.
Yeah, they do. They have those kind of, like, New Zealand hungy type situations.
Yeah, imagine that meal, a nice, like, ground roasted roast chicken.
Imagine
some sweet potatoes. Oh, beautiful.
It would be nice, but imagine if we could do that to, you know, the officer of the law here. Yeah, look, going home from Woolies Kitara, you know, you get pulled over for whatever reason. It's like, look, mate, I've got just been to the shops. I've got some canned beef in the back. Some
I do you a deal.
Take my shopping.
James, like, I've got some brisket bones I was going to feed my dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, what kind? A chihuahua? You'll never believe this.
Interesting stuff. Anyway, funny story to say, Dave. Hey, up next, we are doing What's in Jade's Box, the final edition. Mm. They've put a nail in it.
Mm. Oh, well, one
they finally nailed Jade's Box.
Maybe once a week we'll wheel her out.
Yeah, that's it. All a right. Bit less often.
Give it a shake, please, all Jade.
Right. Here we go.
Okay, on offer today, very cool prize. If you have a filthy car at the moment, probably not the greatest day to get it washed today, but who's supplying this for us, guys?
Jester's.
Jester's. Beautiful Jester's Car Wash.
They're a mobile car washing service.
Inside
they do it great.
And out.
That's right. Jade, you can give the clue today if you want.
All right. Ooh, sometimes the smell.
Mm.
His smell. Okay, doing it next. The lines are open. 13 10 09.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo. The Novos.
The Novos. What's in Jade's box?
We have a beautiful $70 voucher from Jester's Mobile Car Clean, the car wash that comes to you. Book a variety of cleans, including the ASO Clean, from just $20. Conditions apply. Full details at newfm.com.au.
Alrighty, so I'll give my box a shake. And the first clue was...
I don't know.
Some of these smell.
That's right. New clue. People burn these for fun.
Okay, the lines are now open. 13 10 09. The car wash voucher up for grabs. Call now, guys. Well, there
I burnt
you go.
A couple yesterday, actually.
Did you?
I did. You were around my house.
I know what it
I
is.
I put the
you
candles on for
me.
Maddie. Create a nice ambience at home.
A nice situation to feel good in the room.
Mm.
Jade's dogs just would not leave me alone yesterday. I finally broke through the barrier with them where they, you know, a bit wary of me. Now they're just like, you
all
know,
over Maddie.
Might as well be
so they're
Jade.
Not yapping at you now?
No.
No.
Oh, that's good.
They've accepted Maddie.
Even the ones that hated me before.
Because there was a divide amongst the ranks, wasn't there?
There
in
was.
The past?
Hey, Paul, how are you?
All right,
thanks.
I've just woken up.
Just
hello. Paul,
good morning.
Thanks
good
for waking morning. Up with us.
Every morning.
Oh, aww. Thanks, Paul.
Are you watching,
your sweetheart?
Out of curiosity, on your radio or on our Facebook?
How do you watch on a radio?
No,
Jane?
On our Facebook live stream. Oh, it's not on
it's
right
not
now.
It's not on right now, so there's your answer.
Thanks. You legit wake up with us in bed.
Yes.
Oh, good.
That's nice.
All right. What are you wearing at the moment, Paul?
Nothing.
No,
Paul sleeps in the mood.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's
what's in Jade's box, Paul?
A candle.
A candle is
correct.
Correct. Yes, it is. All
easy
yours.
As that.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
All yours, mate. Better put some pants on now. Thank you.
And thanks for not telling us you're in the news.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you to Jester's Mobile Car Clean for that. Newfm.com today for all the details there, guys. Yeah.
Yesterday, we went for a Macca's run, actually, after the show. Maddie and I, we went down there. And on the way back on Maitland Road, I was driving past a house. It was covered in birds. Like, packed. I said to Maddie, crap, did you see that house?
The birdhouse.
It was a birdhouse. Like, I don't even know. It sort of looked like pigeons.
Why is
it? I'm not a bird spotter.
In suburbs like Sandgate. Like, it is like an older suburb, isn't it? So it's like there's so many, like, birds and creepy things hanging about.
Well, because the swamp...
Well, cemeteries are right there.
Well, that's what I'm getting at.
But the swamp was on the other side. So I guess all the birds didn't want to... I don't know, they want to be more elevated above the swamp. Who the hell knows? It was just packed, this house. It was insane. I thought to Maddie, wow, they're being plagued. So, you know what? I'm 13 10 09. What plagued your house? We want to know.
All right, that's cool, yep. Give
it
us a call
people
now.
People as well.
People
well,
plague true. Houses sometimes.
Or just maybe you got a bad attack of the roaches or something like
know
that.
You know what? Smells. Like bad plagues, like it can be a smell.
We're leaving it wide open.
All right, doing it next. A new FM at 6:26. Good morning.
The Novos. Connecting you. Right across Newcastle. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Crevo. The Novos. The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
New FM.
Where is Crevo? Every single time we come out of the news, Crevo's nowhere to be seen.
Nah, this is becoming a problem.
He goes, guys, I've got something to talk about at 6:30. I really want to. I want to do a shout out to a listener. Yeah, Where is he?
He's at, can't even see him in the hallways.
Where's his phone? I suppose he doesn't have that on him either.
Should we try calling him alive and say, where are you, mate?
You watch, he'll come hobbling down the hallway now. What's his number? Let me get this number up. Just talk, Jade.
How you doing, Hamish?
I'm well, yeah, Jade. Hey,
what's been going on, man?
Just thought I'd swoop in.
Thank you.
Get the microphone on just in case.
I could
feel his socks, I feel.
Yeah, you do great. Here he is. Oh, here he is.
Coming? You wanted to do your bit here?
Oh, yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Look at that sheepish face. Sheepish.
I thought I had a bit more time.
You never have enough time.
Yeah. Anyway, so yesterday, I don't know if you guys know this, but I recently bought a saw, like a drop saw.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know that.
No, I didn't.
Excellent purchase.
Yeah, I just bought it secondhand, and I know it needed, like, a new blade.
Mm.
So I went to this store called Saw City, which I was kind of amazed existed, right?
Yeah.
And I was, like, took the saw down there, and this guy called Kyle, who, like, does the thing, when he was filling out my receipt, he realized who I was. And he said, oh, my God, yesterday when you guys did those, like, butt masks, as soon as I heard you were doing a live stream video and Jade was getting her butt out, I almost drove off the road trying to open my Facebook.
Well.
So shout out to Kyle at Saw City.
Hey, mate.
You love it, Jade, don't you?
Of course I do. Who doesn't? Take a compliment in life.
There's no offence taken with you.
Not at all. And drive safely, Kyle. Thank you. Like, you can...
He's like, oh, I tried to pull over, but I don't know if I made it.
So when we announced on the show that Jade was getting her butt out, we've had the highest ever live stream numbers
that we've ever had. I think there were people pulling up the road everywhere trying to open their Facebook.
Well, there you go, guys.
Oh, that's nice. I feel good about myself now. Thank you. What a nice end to the week.
13:10:09 next. What plagued the house?
Yes. So this is because we're driving down Maitland Road, and honestly,
birds all over
I've
a house.
Never
Bird
seen
shit everywhere.
A house covered in so many birds. So if your house has been plagued by cockroaches, rats, mice,
people,
bad smells, maybe like because like an off egg that you couldn't find.
Like that rotting apple in our fridge here.
Exactly. We're getting plagued by rotten fruit at our studio. 13:10:09 this morning.
And that's just the people throwing it at us when they drive past. Anyway, doing that next after Bad English When I See You Smile at 6:36. Good morning, Newcastle. Bad English, it's Friday morning live across Newey. This is 105.3 New FM with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. It's 6:40 and on 13:10:09, what pest was plaguing the house?
Let's get ridiculous!
So many birds here in Sandgate.
So
birds, rats
many.
And cockroaches.
Yeah, and like this is huge plaguing of the house. We put this onto our Facebook page, guys, and it went off the chain. One person I can relate to, Leanne. She said, yes, my house is being plagued by pantry moths. Can't get rid of them. Brought them from Elibana to Spears Point. Have tried traps, removing contents, wiping out vinegar. They still come back and they get into everything and have laid larvae all over my corn nieces. A big pain in the butt.
Cornices? Yeah, that's like the little bit at the top of the ceiling.
Oh, I thought we were talking about a fancy seed that you cook with. Corn.
It's the niece of a corn.
So many people on the meme saying, like, their kids are plaguing the house at the moment. Like, they just will not get out.
Mm-hmm.
Time to go. Where's Gretel Colleen?
Yeah.
Can we, like, enlist Gretel Colleen to do, like, evictions for parents? I think that would be great content.
Amazing.
Oh, they probably would really love that.
It's time to go, little Bobby. But I'm only 12.
Not my problem. Your mum signed up for this.
Oh, next level, though. Leanne, if you're listening, if you go to Woolies, because I had this problem, like, about a month ago, you can buy, actually, they're, like, pantry moth traps, like a little... create this little...
How does that work?
They're like, it's actually amazing.
Sprinkle a bit of flour behind like a big spring-loaded thing?
No, so what you do is, it's just like a little piece of cardboard that you unfold and you sort of turn it into a teepee. Yeah. And then it clicks in and then the moths are drawn to the stickiness and they just get stuck on the inside.
Well, that's a cruel way to kill them, isn't it?
Well, you know, it solves the problem.
Well, that's true.
Good morning, Maddie. How are you?
Yeah, good. How are you guys?
Oh, doing well. What's plaguing your house?
Oh, when I first moved into our house, I was asleep and a cockroach crawled across me.
Oh!
And, yeah, and I felt something, and I think while I was half asleep, I've just grabbed it and pegged it. It woke my partner up.
Yeah.
So the next day we went and brought all bombs and everything like that and bombed the house. Since then we haven't had that problem.
That's amazing.
Was it one of like the big ones that are like an inch and a half long or yeah. like the German?
Yeah. No, the big one.
Yeah, better not to have the German cockies. Apparently they just take over everything.
They're the small ones?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Maddie, do you get your place professionally sprayed now? Every
year?
Yeah, that's the way to do it. Like when I moved into, we moved into our place at Broadmeadow, the place was cockroaches, had it sprayed straight away.
Yeah.
Like just
no
found dead cockies, no issues. You're just going to get it done every year and you don't see them anymore.
Oh, it was the best thing. I'd rather pay the money to do it than have a cockroach crawl on me in bed again.
Oh, 100%.
Thank you for your call, Maddie. Everyone can relate to that.
Chriso on the live stream has said, had next door neighbour's chickens lay about 30 eggs in our garden that went rotten and we couldn't work out where the smell was coming from until we decided to rip the garden apart. The smell was indescribably nose-burning.
Nose burning.
That would be 30 rotten eggs. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Horrible.
No
poor
good.
Chriso. Coming up next, Crevo, love it or leave it.
That's right. My turn to get your thoughts on the daily topics.
Okay, we're checking the roads next here at New FM 644. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up. Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
I don't care.
New FM.
I love it.
Love it.
I
or loathe it. Loathe it.
My turn to get your thoughts on the daily topics. Kicking things off today, Mi Goreng noodles.
Oh, 3, 2, 1, go!
Love it!
Love it!
Love it!
So good.
All right, talk us through your love and your thoughts.
Okay.
Jade first.
Well, they're obviously up a level compared to just the regular 2-minute noodles. Sometimes can be a little bit hard to break into the packet that has that nice, magical, thick black sauce. I don't know
the
flavouring.
The
sweet soy.
Yeah.
That's a mission sometimes. That's probably the only issue I have with the Mi Goreng.
Do you know what you do, Jade? I'm going to just like totally like
blow your mind
you
here.
Right
yeah.
now. You get a pair of scissors and you cut across the top of the three of them.
I know, but sometimes when you're at work and you don't have a pair of scissors in the kitchen drawer because they've gone walkabout, you're in a really annoying position where you've got to try and cut it with a knife. It gets sticky, it gets messy.
Mi Goreng, right, are the non-judgmental noodles. You can still eat Mi Goreng.
And look classy.
And look classy. Like, nobody would know that you're broke as shit eating Mi Goreng noodles. And they think you're extra luxe if you put an egg on top as well.
Well, that's just like the picture, isn't it?
Yeah.
The egg on top is amazing.
Game changer.
Like, if you're a little bit hungry, but you think, I want a little bit more than just a packet of noodles, put the egg on top. Mwah.
What about you? Beautiful. Are you sticking your nose up at Mi Goreng, Crevo?
I am at instant noodles in general. You know what? I just not
typical.
Into them.
Go roll your own noodles, Crevo.
I don't know.
It'll be nice and full while you're there.
If it's not fresh, it's not good for you.
No, you know what? I don't even I don't mind just why don't you just have pasta? That's what I just don't get. I just feel like it's a better quality noodle.
It's cheaper.
Yeah, is it though? It's
all right,
not really.
Millionaire Mark.
No, like.
like a half kilo
bag of pasta is like a dollar. I don't even think it is cheaper. Like that's the thing. That's the misconception.
You know what?
It's convenient. So you're getting
really
six meals in a pack.
Crevo is a snob here. 13:10:09 right now. Please back Jade and I up.
Yeah.
Let's shame Crevo into eating some Mi Goreng. We're taking your calls live now. Yeah, I can't believe it.
All right. Reason I bring this up, and we will take calls if people call. Right?
Is they will. Don't let us down.
On
Mi Goreng lovers.
Well, on MasterChef last night, they had the instant noodle challenge, which is where you had to like pimp up all the instant noodles.
Yeah.
Mi Goreng was missing, and Mel, the judge from the show, has said that the reason it was gone was all of the COVID hoarders bought them when they were trying to do the filming.
Ah.
Isaac, good morning.
Hey, guys, how are we?
G'day, good.
Doing good, Isaac. Mate, you're loving Migarang, right?
I love Migarang, but I'm also with Prevo.
Yeah!
Why would you eat the cardboard processed two-minute noodle crap or whatever you can get? I mean, I did try the Migarang in the instant stuff that you buy at Woolies.
Yep.
It wasn't too bad, but you still can't beat the nice fresh Migarang or a pasta or something. Like, you can whip it up yourself in 10 minutes.
Of course you can't beat fresh, but the thing is, if you're short on cash and it's quick and easy and convenient at work and shove it in the microwave, that's the whole point of it.
Thank you, Isaac.
Oh, you just baited him down.
Of course we did, because I love you, Isaac. Thanks for calling, but you know, wrong side.
Producer Jackson, what are your thoughts? Because you like, you know, basic foods.
I'd
see you as a two-minute Maggie chicken flavour.
No, I'm not into them, because have you seen them things when you set them on fire?
No.
They burn green. That's really not good for your body, man.
Yeah,
they
good.
They burn green.
Look at this, another person bringing some common sense to this show for once.
We're going to have to burn one, because I'm going to see that. That's incredible.
You can just look it up on YouTube, I'm sure.
It's not as fun as doing it yourself.
Put away those matches, Jade. There's no need right now.
Oh, well, there we go. Guys, coming up next, Darren McMullen, the host of The Voice, which returns this Sunday on Channel 9. Of course, he's back on the show. Sonia Kruger was hosting it. She's done the old Harold Holt off to Channel 7. So Darren's returned. We're going to chat to him about everything. The Voice, next at New FM. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
New FM.
Connecting you. Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo.
De Novo's.
Big thank you to Happy Mobile Cafe, Carl and Benny. They're out there making us our amazing coffees, which smell so delicious.
Every day they do that. They hook us up with the freebies, and it's awesome.
What stickers did you get on your cup today?
I don't know. They always make us happy, because I've got a butterfly and a love heart.
I've got a baked octopus.
I've got a deep sea fish. You know those ones that have the little lamp that attracts other fish to eat?
I
got one of them.
Hamish got a big whale on his. Oh, Hamish. What are you doing?
I think they're going for a whale of a time. That's the chat they're thinking
I think
about.
So. Hamish looks good. But, hey, if you want them to come round.
You said that a few times.
Yeah, he does. Well, he does. He's a good-looking bloke.
It is what it is.
You got it.
Hopefully Sally's
I'm happy to, you know, give out compliments. But anyway, got awkward. If you want them to come round to your workplace and make some delicious coffee, get on it, contact them. They're the best.
Happy Mobile Cafe.
Very good. Up next, Darren McMullen. He's returning to The Voice. Sonia Kruger, of course, she's gone. And Darren's back with Renee Barr. She's an Aussie girl working over in the US on, I think it was E! News. She's back in the country, so they're hosting that. We're going to chat to him next about all things voice.
Brilliant.
After this one. Love this. Dua Lipa, Physical at New FM, 7:05. Good morning. Dua Lipa, Physical with the Novos is 7:08 for your Friday morning. And, of course, rate the music now, newfm.com.au. I tell you what, Jade, you know me. I love a free meal. And
you
could be walking away with a whole lot of free meals from Yumbo Rama just by rating the music newfm.com.au.
I've got to say too, rating the music really easy, and it is actually a lot of fun because I've done it before. Because
does it
I
make
like
you feel powerful?
Oh, no, not really powerful, but in a way,
I pick the music.
It makes you feel more in control of the music because they actually do take it into account. So if you don't like a particular song and it rates badly, it won't get played anymore. So get
That's
on it,
true.
Guys.
All right, right now, Darren McMullen from The Voice is here.
Hello, didn't see you there. How are you? My name's Darren McMullen. I'm hosting that show, The Voice.
The Voice is returning to our screens this Sunday. The host of the show, Darren McMullen, joins us now. Good morning, Darren. Now tell me, mate, you're back to The Voice. It must be like sleeping with an old ex. What's changed this time around, man?
Well, isn't it so satisfying having sex with an ex, though?
Isn't it just? It's amazing. Just one time, you know, so you're only back for the season.
You just kind of fall back into the, you know, your old routine and everything's great and you know how to, you know.
You know the moves.
You know how to do the moves.
It was a little like that. I was really hitting my stride again. We were doing the battles and it was great being on that live stage again in front of the studio audience. And I'd really missed that because most of the stuff I've done is like documentary style things. In the interim, and it was actually when I was on The Masked Singer, the giant porn, I was kind of watching Osher Gunsberg do his thing from behind the mask, going, God, I actually really miss this.
I could do better than that.
Yeah, well, yeah, but I serendipitously, Channel 9 called a few weeks later and said, hey, I don't suppose you'd think about coming back to The Voice this year. I was like, oh, I think I would. I actually think I would love to do that. And then we hit our stride and went, COVID ruined it for everyone.
I know. I hate COVID.
Well, the US Voice, obviously, they're midway through their season at the moment and they're doing the whole performing at home. Do you think that that's going to happen for us here?
I don't think they'll be performing at home. I think they've got 8 different possible scenarios the producers have been working on, and they're just kind of going to roll with whatever the government goes with on any given day, which seems to change drastically. So I don't think anybody knows what the restrictions will be in a month's time, and whatever they are, they do have a plan to fit that. And I think it's good. I think, you know, if it does mean that we're all filming from home, people will understand that and accept that. And I think in a lot of ways it makes the show more current and real. And I think whatever we do is going to be a world first for The Voice. And
it's,
I think it's going to be good.
It's another guessing element if you do start filming from home, because I'll be sitting there going, is he wearing pants or is he not wearing pants?
Is that a real library?
Yeah.
Is that a backdrop?
Oh, what did I just see in that reflection? I hope it was a dong.
Yeah. The answer will definitely be no. He's not wearing pants. That's probably.
There's nothing refreshing than being at home. Like I'm a nudist at home. I speak openly about it on the show. And, like, I get it from my mother, I've worked out, because she's now working from home and she actually did the stand-up for me when I FaceTimed her. And so she was just in her undies.
Oh, my Lord.
Jade, you're going to be watching The Voice thinking about Darren McMullen's dong.
Yes.
He's okay.
Well, Jade, you say you got it from your mum. Don't you and your mum have, like, showers still?
We still do. And you know what, Darren? The guys think I'm absolutely bonkers, but I'm 30. I'm 34 in July. And yeah. I just have a close relationship with my mum. And if I go visit her in Queensland... And she'll be like, oh, I'm jumping in the shower. I'll be like, I'm coming. Like, it's what I do.
Oh, you're from Queensland. That explains it.
Explains a lot. Don't you worry.
Got it. Right. I was like, what on earth? Actually, I dated a girl once who had a very similar relationship with our whole family. And she was quite honest. Like, oh, yeah, you know, like, I thought my dad will be in when I'm in the shower. I'm like, what? Wait. What do you mean? She goes, not in the shower with me, obviously. Like, you know, he'll be in, like, brushing his teeth or whatever, getting ready for work. I'm like, no, I don't know what you mean. This is completely bizarre.
No, you say that, but Jade and her mum are actually in the shower together.
Yeah, having a shower. That's,
yeah,
soaping
you've leveled
each other up.
Yeah, but you know,
oh my God.
I'm just have a good relationship. And with my sister, like, we're all the same. If I could, like, go up there now and jump in the tub with them, I would. Like, I honestly don't have a problem with it. And it's nothing, like, incestual or anything like that. Like, it's just we're close. My mum gave birth to me. It's just I'm open in that sense, you know?
Yeah. Me and my dad watch Pornhub together all the time. Just kind of...
Have you taken advantage of the premium freebie at the moment, Darren, on Pornhub? Because during COVID-19, they're like, hey, everyone use premium for free. They're doing us all a service.
Darren McMullen is not short of a dollar. If he wants it, he's paying for it in the normal times.
Yeah. I never actually get that far into the video that I need the premium section. I only make it 30 seconds into every video anyway. So there's no point paying the extra money. I did actually I mean, I did actually have a situation. my dad was killing me for saying this, but I'm going to anyway. He'd asked me to put on, the AirPlay because he wanted to watch a soccer match. This is when we were in America. And I said, yeah, sure. So he put, give me your phone. Right, the soccer match is on here. You AirPlay it to the telly. And I left him alone. And I came back a half an hour later, and there was some pretty questionable porn playing on my TV. And I was like, what the hell is this? I was like, Dad, I'm in the bathroom.
Dad's like, too frisky.
Yeah, you are. You first have to take the AirPlay off, you muppet.
Darren McMullen co-hosting the Novos this morning. Part two of our chat with him next. New FM, good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Hello. Didn't see you there. How are you? My name's Darren McMullen. I'm hosting that show, The Voice.
I'm really loving The Voice. Obviously, it's had the same team for a while now in terms of the coaches. Are you loving working with Boy and Kelly and Guy and Delta? I think they're a really good team.
I really like them, actually. I pulled Guy aside halfway through the blank. And I think you're maybe my favorite coach I've ever worked with. And it was true because he's so funny and very quick-witted, and he knows how to be funny. But at the same time, he gets the process because having come through the process himself, he understands how stressful and emotional these people will be. And he knows when to give great advice too. And anybody that comes onto the show and leaves, regardless of whether they go through, leaves with some great advice from him. And boy George is fantastic at that as well. Just saying, hey, you didn't get through. This is why. Work on this. Don't give up. These are all the great points about your voice. This is what you need to work on. And if you do that, there is potential. But this is why nobody turned today. And then, of course, having the two divas, Kelly and Delta, who are phenomenal singers. It's such a great little group, and it felt like a very close-knit family on stage. So I hope we do all get to, you know, suit and boot back up and go work together again, but who knows?
That's a really great insight into Boy George, because when I've watched the show, when they're all standing there picking, I'm like, don't go, Boy George. No, why would you? Because he doesn't relate to me as a coach. Like, I'm always like Delta because I love her. But that's really interesting that you said that about him, and it sort of changed my opinion then, like, if I was to go on the show
George
and get picking.
Boy George is loose. I want to go partying with him. Imagine that.
Boy George is a legend, absolute legend. I mean, you forget how legendary and old he is because he just looks so good. But, I mean, just check out his Instagram and you'll see him back in the day with like David Bowie, Freddie Mercury, Elton John, and they're all young and hanging out. And you're like, God, this guy has been doing this for decades. You forget how legendary he was and completely reinvents himself every decade as well. You know, Culture Club obviously blew up and then he went very reggae. And then for me personally, growing up really into my dance music, it was his Ministry of Sound stuff that I loved. He was always the main DJ for Ministry of Sound. And when I left The Voice, that was one of the things I was really gutted about, that Boy George came on as a coach. I was like, oh man, I would have loved to have worked with Boy George.
Yeah.
And now I've got the opportunity, and he's a sweetheart. The very first time I met him was at a restaurant, a welcome lunch at a restaurant here, and he came up and he's like, Darren, hi, I'm George. I hear you're absolutely crazy. What's your star sign? I'm like, oh, you're bonkers. You're off the wall. We're going to get along splendidly.
Plus, I reckon he's equally as good a hat wearer as Pharrell. Like, I reckon they go toe-to-toe, some of the best in the world.
Best in the world. They're all custom-made for him, I think.
Wow.
So to get some
yeah,
little,
that's what I've
same
heard.
Guy. They all come from the same guy. And he travels with a special hat case as well, which is kind of cool.
That's amazing. Hey, I've got to ask you as well. Obviously, you're sharing this year with Renee. I think it's a cool little duo you've got going. Who do you like better, Sonia or Renee?
Renee, without a doubt. Renee and I have been friends for years and years. We you know, I was at MTV when she was at Channel V, we always wanted to work together, and it's amazing to get the opportunity now. And because there is that familiarity, she doesn't mind sticking it to me, which I love. So the banter's been great on set, and you know, she's so professional and, you know, reads all the scripts and does the background research and, you know, and then I just kind of rock up. Just there for the eye candy, really. Guys, that's my role in it. Smile and let Renee do all the hard work.
It's really good to have you guys back home on Aussie TV because, you know, we need the quality presenters here.
Yeah, well, it's good to be back on Aussie TV. It's been a long time and I was just watching the ads the other day for The Voice. It feels really, really timely in this whole period of uncertainty. Have that lovely familiar show that's now going into its ninth season and, the familiar big red chairs and the coaches that, you know, from last year. It's been really nice to see. I think Australians will love the show, particularly this year. There's some phenomenal voices. There's a lot of world firsts. We're doing the block feature. So each coach during the blind audition can block another coach from having somebody twice. They've got the youngest ever singer on The Voice at 12 years old. We've got the oldest singer ever at 79 years old and actually opened up for the Beatles once back in the day. So there's an Australian Idol winner performing as well. So there's a lot of great stuff. We're bringing back the All-Stars as well, which, of course, Diana Rubis won last year, so that was a success. There's some great familiar faces going all the way back to season one, so people I've worked with years ago too. And we actually have international All-Stars this year as well, so people that have won The Voice in different countries coming on to our Voice. So, the talent pool is phenomenal.
It's going to be huge.
Good stuff, awesome, man.
We're very excited. May 24th, put it in your diaries, Darren McMullen, the host of The Voice. Thanks for joining us, mate. Been a lot of fun. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Thanks, bye.
See you, man.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Even with all the craziness lately, Singo's Butcheries still have the specials that will see you saving big time. Like pork loin chops, $7.99 a kilo. Yes, that's right, just $7.99 a kilo. And there are seafood bargains as well. This week, fresh organic Sydney Rock oysters are only $12 a dozen. And Singo has a no-fuss money-back guarantee. See Singo's website for weekly price comparisons and store locations at Broadmeadow, West Gosford, Erina and San Remo.
Big brands, big bonus deals, now at Domain. Get bonus local delivery on in-stock fridges 500 litres and above from Electrolux, Westinghouse and Kelvinator. Big brand, big bonus. Electrolux 529 litre bottom mount fridge, $1,898 with bonus local delivery. Plus, get a bonus Fury knife block set with cooking appliance purchases over $1,500 from Electrolux, Westinghouse and Chef. Limit one per customer. Big brands, big bonus deals, in-store and online, now at Domain. Conditions apply.
With over 500 craft beers personally handpicked by the Beer Geeks, your next favourite is undoubtedly and definitely waiting for you at Ties Hill Cellars. It could be a pale ale, an India pale ale, a red ale, a dark ale, an imperial stout, a sour beer, a saison, a pilsner, or one of the other varieties among the biggest range around. So go on, discover a world of the best craft beers, fine wines and artisan spirits. Discover your next favourite at Ties Hill Cellars.
Wedding myth number 9. You can't get into the venue until the morning of. Not only does Hexham Events have 3 all-inclusive wedding reception packages from $5,000 for 60 people, your event is set up 2 days before the big day, so there's no last-minute surprises. Your package includes a 5-star chef, drinks, music, decorations, wishing well and more, and it's flexible so you can custom design your vision. Stress-free wedding receptions. That's Hexham Events. You'll find them at the Hexham Bowling Club.
The Novos. For some peace of mind in uncertain times, Newcastle Permanent is here for you and here for good. New FM traffic.
Stewart Avenue slowing northbound through Newcastle West this morning. We're seeing plenty of traffic through Mayfield on Industrial Drive. Steady through Hexham at the moment past the bridge on Maitland Road, and the northbound build-up on the M1 seems to have thinned out approaching John Renshaw Drive in Beresfield. More people than usual at home? Storage King can help with temporary storage solutions and strict protocols in place to keep you safe. Visit storageking.com.au to find your nearest store. Rain at times today and windy as well. A top of 15 in Newcastle, 15 in the valley. I'm Tim Govers. That's the latest traffic on New FM with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novos when you wake up, and Kate, Tim and Marty for the drive home. New FM News.
is 29 to 8. Hi, it's Hamish with a new FM News update. A new study has found underemployment is emerging as a major issue from the pandemic, with 20% of workers now unable to support themselves or their families. Think Tank Per Capita's report found it's particularly bad for young people at 27% and was already bad before the coronavirus. It found if underemployment could be eliminated, it could add $24 billion in wages to the economy every year and provide the government billions in tax revenue. Australia's coal exports could now be at risk amid a growing trade conflict with China, with Beijing telling their power providers to purchase domestic thermal coal instead. The official line is that they have a glut in supply after the coronavirus shutdown. However, there are reports they're being told to favour Russian or Indonesian coal over Australian. Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack has told Seven he's confident they'll be able to work through this dispute.
Well, it does worry us, and again, trade discussions are ongoing. If we produce certainly the best and cleanest coal anywhere in the world, whether it's a thermal, metallurgical, our coal is the best. China needs it for energy, for steel construction and all those things.
Well, the coronavirus shutdown in the US has now cost over 38 million people their jobs, with 2.5 million people applying for unemployment benefits last week. It's actually the seventh week in a row that number has decreased, down from 6 million people last month. Nevada, Michigan and Washington states are the worst affected. The amount of people recovering from coronavirus in the Hunter, New England is steadily increasing. A further four patients have reported feeling better this week, bringing total number of recoveries to 246 of the 278 confirmed cases. Well, the number of tests conducted in the region since the beginning of the outbreak has exceeded 50,000. And Newcastle Council's come up with a new plan to fund the restoration of the ocean baths following the unsuccessful and unpopular tender process to find a private operator. The council is hoping to sell three CBD buildings, the Clarendon Hotel, as well as the Fred Ash and Benetton Wood buildings, which would raise about $9.5 million. It's expected that would cover the cost of the baths upgrade, but it's estimated a further $10 million would be needed for the pavilion. And the Geographical Names Board has recommended a new suburb surrounding the former lead smelter at Boolaroo should not be named Lake Macquarie. The board says the name could cause confusion for postal and emergency services. Well, a survey of residents found that more than half are opposed to the idea. The matter will be discussed at Monday's council meeting. New FM Sports next.
Working from home? Storage King are open to help give you more space and have strict protocols in place to keep you safe. Visit storageking.com.au to find your nearest store.
New FM Sport.
The Knights have signed Broncos hooker Andrew McCulloch for the rest of the 2020 season. They're bringing him in to replace Jaden Brayley, who's been ruled out with an ACL injury. And the FFA has revealed that Queensland is being considered as a possible hub location for the resumption of the A-League season. That's according to AAP. Under that plan, the remaining 27 games of the regular season and the finals will be played in Brisbane and the Gold Coast.
New FM Weather.
Overcast, rainy day today, windy as well. Top of 15 degrees in the city and around the lake. Top of 16 degrees a little further inland. And hazardous surf warning current for the Hunter Coast. Mostly fine tomorrow, 18 degrees. Windy with showers on Sunday and 90% chance of showers also on Monday. It's the Novos when you wake up. And Kate, Tim and Marty for the drive home on 105.3 New FM.
New FM.
New FM.
Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo.
De Novos.
De Novos.
De Novos.
De Novos.
New FM.
So we've decided to bring the song challenge back. We had a bit of an issue with management. And they're like, yeah, you guys are crap. And obviously we had the battle with our boss, JT.
Yeah,
at
battle of the boss.
It was a tie.
They won't admit that, though.
No, they were very, adamant.
We had a big meeting with the executives yesterday.
The big executives.
And they were actually laughing at us. We won. It's like, yeah, whatever. So what we thought we'd do, we're going to take it out of our hands this time. We're going to change it up. If you want to compete in the song challenge, suburb versus suburb, give us a call, 131009, anytime before 8 o'clock this morning. Nominate a song, nominate a suburb, and you can take on another Novocastrian, and maybe your song will bring you to glory.
Because it's very rare these days that requests get on the radio.
Yeah, 100%.
But this is your chance to have a song that you've been just itching to hear on air, and you're like, they never play my song.
Yeah.
This is your chance to maybe get it on air.
And you know what? We can say to our bosses, hey, guess what? It wasn't us.
Yeah.
We're passing the buck. What do they say? The customer's always right. Well, the listener's always right as well.
Exactly.
Ding, ding, ding.
Now, good on you, Jay.
You're welcome.
Coming up next, dob in your work time. What does your work skimp on?
Yeah, so this is all because, like, just the other day, we had a little work meetup. Well, the first day that the pubs were open to 10 people,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
We were invited. They booked out the 10-person limit, and work bought us one drink.
That was it. We had to pay for our own meals.
That's right. And it was just pub meals. Like, it wasn't la-di-da fancy stuff.
Thank you to the Wico as well for hosting
us. Oh, they do. Oh, they were amazing. Awesome. And you know, they were a bit under the pump because it was the first day back and all that.
Yeah.
But 13:10:09, what does your work skimp on? Maybe they're buying the one-ply toilet paper. You know, the thin one you can see through, that's never a good sign.
See, yeah. Our work also skimps on the coffee.
Oh, yeah.
There's no Makona here. We've got
international roast.
And you can tell it, you can spot it from a mile away, yeah, in the clean containers.
It's that orangey colour.
Yeah.
You know?
We've got some prizes on offer this morning. What does your work skimp on? Doing it after John Farnham. That's Freedom at 105.3 New FM for your Friday. It's 7:37. Good morning. Johnny Farnham, that's Freedom. We're live across Newey for your Friday morning. Very wet and gloomy outside today, a top of 15 degrees on the coast, raining all day, guys. And on 13:10:09 this morning, we want to know, what does your work skimp on, guys?
Yep, yeah, absolutely. Sorry, I was expecting it.
There it is.
Computers asleep.
That's right. We all went out for our first, you know, social isolation drinks. They booked out the 10-person limit of the Wico, and we got given one drink.
That was it.
That was all.
And it was really funny seeing everyone's drink choice. Maddie, I'm surprised you got a really small... You got a gin and soda, I think it was a gin and tonic.
Yeah.
And it was funny because it was a really small glass, whereas I thought,
at least get it in a tall glass.
Or get schooners. Live it up with the one drink policy. It was just really funny because, I went and got myself, a big bottle of the Summersby. Yeah.
You're tell us your most expensive drink. I'll have that one, please. So this is what we're after, the workplaces that cheap out on stuff.
You know what? You brought up a very good point yesterday, Jay. We're in our meeting and you brought up the point that here at New FM, we actually have two varieties of sugar, which, you know, might surprise some people. I think overall, New FM is actually pretty good with the supplies here.
Oh, they are. Because I always thought to myself I always looked at that sugar, I thought to myself, we've got two choices, raw and white.
Oh, luxury.
And I thought to myself, most workplaces I've been to, they've only ever given you the one option. I thought, we're a bit spoiled here.
Absolutely.
And I keep looking at thinking, I wonder when we're going to get skimped on and they're going to take that away.
The one sugar away.
Yeah, well, I almost had a conniption one morning. It was a few weeks ago. I walked into the kitchen because I really dislike white sugar for some reason. I grew up on raw sugar.
Raw's better for you.
Yeah, yeah. And the raw sugar was gone. I was like, what is this? Where's the sugar? So as soon as they take something away for just a second, you notice it.
Yeah, you're like, you're skimpy chimps.
Well, you're funny you mentioned that because years ago I used to, when I was working in sales, I worked for IBM.
Mm-hmm.
And they, there was this big, basically a bit of a dip in the economy and the IBM share price dropped. And one of the things they did, they said, right, we're going to take away your tea, coffee and milk. And because they and they made it into a news story because they're like, oh, because it's over so many offices all over the world, we're taking this away. It's going to save $5 or $10 million a year.
That's insane.
It's a lot of money, right?
Yeah.
Everyone went into complete meltdown. There were almost riots in the offices. All of these relatively boring people suddenly had something to complain about.
Well, but this is the thing though, when you work in a a company, like any company, yeah. and you don't get much really. Like, how often do you get a perk these days, really? That's why I always like to push for a freebie where I can get it. Like, and Maddie, you love a free feed you know, when you can because you don't get much. So when someone takes away just the necessity of tea, coffee, and sugar, something that should be supplied, I'm all for a riot.
You know what, guys? So when I was at radio school, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, it's expensive to go to radio school. It's like $20,000, right?
Well, you're a student.
Student. You're there full time every day, right? And in the classroom, they had a cupboard. And in the cupboard was a massive container full of Tim Tams. You know, like the little individually
wrapped. Oh, yeah, that they have for conferences.
You pile them in your bag. Anyway, it used to get to like 2 p.m. in the afternoon. The energy was low. And you'd be like, oh, yeah, let's have a cheeky Tim Tam. Anyways, I ended up getting in trouble, and they were like, those Tim Tams are for the weekend course. And I just thought that was disgusting. I thought, here we are, paying $20,000, and I can't even eat a free Tim Tam? A few other people felt like that in the class, so I started a riot, and we ended up getting the free Tim Tams.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
That's amazing. You would be the invoker of all the emotions.
Yeah, like...
Cry out of the riot.
I was the class organiser. Come on, guys. Let's pay $20,000 for this.
Everyone make a sign. We're going to protest.
Free Tim Tam.
They ended up putting locks on the cupboard. But, you know, there was enough complaining that, you know, they did that here too, actually.
Well, they did. They here. That's what another thing they're skimping out on now, like the toilet paper, the tissues. We don't have any access
to
anything.
You just can't fill your bag up on the way out the door anymore, James.
Yes, I know. Yeah,
very upsetting.
Disappointing.
And unfair.
Oh. Jade, coming up next is a very interesting topic because I don't know if you remember, if you're new to the show, I think last year it was, early last year, we had a listener get in touch with us.
Yeah.
That claimed to be your long-lost father.
Yeah. So this was intense. So they actually contacted me on my Facebook page and sent me this really nice message saying, look, I'm really sorry, Jade. I may be paranoid, but back in 1991, he got a girl pregnant, and he went into full detail of this story where she moved away. She said she didn't have the baby, but he believes that she did. And he thought that I was her daughter. So anyway, we've sort of stayed in touch on Facebook in a way, and he's sort of become my other daddy. So we're going to delve into this in a moment. We're going to speak to him.
Because he got in touch with you again this week.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he's a great guy.
What's his name again?
Glenn. Glenn.
Daddy Glenn.
Daddy Glenn. So we're going to check in with Daddy Glenn after this and get an update and, you know, find out.
Touch base with Jade's other daddy.
How my relationship's going with him.
7:48, good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
Harry Styles, it's all you. You're with Jade, Maddie and Crevo live across Newcastle at 7:55. And we're talking Jade's other daddy now.
That's right. I have an other daddy, we're calling him. Glenn Daddy. Daddy Glenn.
Give us the backstory. Last year on the show, Glenn thought that you were, in fact, his long-lost daughter.
Yeah. So he reached out and he asked me a question. Huge thing to do. And, you know, we even met him. He came to the studio. He's a really nice guy. I feel bad because I wasn't his other daughter.
Not your
his
fault, long-lost by
daughter.
The way.
Not my fault. But yeah, because he's just a nice guy and he's cool. And obviously over the last year, like he sent me the odd, message through Facebook and whatnot. And, he actually sent me only on Tuesday a picture because he knows how much I like Taylor Swift. He listens to the show a fair bit. And the other day I wanted to play Taylor Swift's Christmas song on the show.
Yeah.
Because I love Christmas and Taylor. And he sent me this Taylor Swift signed framed picture that's actually for sale on the New Rutherford Buy, Swap and Sell page. So I was like, oh, that's really nice.
Like just a link to it. He didn't buy it for me.
That's he just said
daddy thing to think of. His young daughter.
My daughter loves Taylor Swift. Here's a link to a Taylor Swift thing that I saw.
So he joins us now. Morning, Daddy Glenn.
How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm cold.
Oh, isn't it chilly? It's freezing.
We've been lucky lately.
Now, Daddy Glenn, I've got to ask you a question, mate. Obviously, you've kept in touch with Jade all of this time. She's not your biological daughter.
That's correct.
Now, I love that you're thinking about Jade. You know she loves Taylor Swift. Do you sort of see Jade as your, you know, your adopted daughter in a way?
Not so much that. I just listen to the three of you guys. I really enjoy listening to all of you.
Oh, you can adopt all of us.
That's all right. We like you, Daddy Glenn.
Yeah.
I think Hamish, how good's Hamish?
I know,
he's
right?
He's very good.
He's the best news reporter. Yeah, I've ever heard. He's brilliant.
Oh,
yeah.
Hamish is
he's giving us the wave.
Air in there, Glennie.
He's blushing.
Yeah. Man, we just thought, you know, we'd check in with you and say g'day and see how things are going.
Anything exciting going on in your life?
Anything's exciting. I've got bees now. I am turning into an old man. I'm doing more gardening and now I've got bees. So
tell us, it's funny you say that because I've been looking into getting bees. And did you get one of those flow hives, like the ones where just turn on the tap? How is it?
They are good. I haven't been able to extract any honey yet because I only got mine in January.
Okay.
But I guess I fell into the category I thought it'd be just as simple as you buy one of these boxes, you put it in your yard, the bees go into it, and you turn a tap and you get honey.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
But it's still beekeeping. It's still, you got to have a smoker. You got to break the hive apart and check the frames and look at the condition of the bees.
Right, okay.
But in saying that, I love that. I do love that part of it.
Yeah,
so.
You know what? That's really cool. It's funny Kruber said that because I said to Ben that we wanted to get one of these little bee flow things because I think it's something everyone's doing now. There's been a lot of documentaries on how, like, bees are, you know, well, not going to be extinct, but, you know, there's that fear
they
that
need them.
They need them more.
So it's funny that you say that, Daddy Glenn.
Daddy Glenn.
Yeah, we're calling you Daddy Glenn.
That's Glenn, all good. Just give us an update. It was a long time ago that you did come into the show here. You did find your daughter eventually, didn't you?
No.
You haven't found your
daughter
yet.
Still on the search.
No, how it stemmed was, I'm just turned 50. So when I was 21 or so, I had a girlfriend who had the test from the chemist and it was 99% sure she was pregnant. Then she moved to Sydney to work and then rang me and said, there's no baby. So I always sat in the back of my head, oh, God, I could have a baby. And
well,
I would never have known.
Yeah.
So that's where that stems from. But how I come in and met you guys is because I actually won $1,000 on your show.
That's right.
Yeah, because you sent me the picture of yourself holding up a massive novelty check.
Yes.
No, that was just
photoshopped.
Holding it closer to the camera so it looked like...
Well, Jade was just, you know, she's got some daddy issues at the moment, Daddy Glenn, so she just wanted to say hello and
check in.
And say thank you for thinking of me and sending me that Taylor Swift memorabilia for sale.
Well, hey, I was a bit shocked with what I seen your butt hanging out the other day. So it must have been on the same Facebook page, is it?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, look. Jeez, I know Jade does like to, you know, rub-a-dub-dub with the family in the shower, so, you know, Daddy Glenn, you never know.
No, I'm the opposite, Dad. You couldn't be my child. I'm lucky they didn't get me shirt off.
Daddy Glenn, thank you for joining us, mate. Good to catch up. And coming up next, guys, is the Novo Song Challenge. It's another reiteration. It's been reborn this morning.
It's
here.
A remix.
I'm excited.
So rather than us picking the songs, we're putting it over to you. And basically, all you've got to do, it's suburb versus suburb. Bring your song, bring your suburb. You're going to have a face-off, Newcastle votes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And the winning song is played in full. Can be anything you want. And requests never happen on the radio.
Never.
No. It's not really a thing.
Because people don't know this, but we don't even get to pick the songs. Someone actually programs it, the music director, and they get to pick it.
It's like a big music boss.
Yeah. We don't like them because we don't even get our requests.
The listener is always right. There's no trouble for us and maximum pleasure for you. We're doing it next at the Novos. Good morning.
Dave, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up. 105.3 New FM's The Novos.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Let's get ridiculous!
Yes, we're back. The song challenge. It's suburb versus suburb this morning. Thornton versus Kemmering Park. Yep. It's Helen versus Anton. Are you still there, guys?
Yes, hey, hey.
Hey, guys, how are you feeling? Anton?
Yeah, we're feeling... We're chill.
We're chill? Your friend? Your friends. This is great. Okay, cool. I was expecting this. I was ready for, you know... A few verbal punches, but we're good.
All right, producer Jackson, can you please give us the good news? Who has walked away with the win this morning?
All righty, I don't want to be the guy that comes between these new friends because I heard them off air. They were getting very chatty.
Aww.
So someone's on 67%, someone's on 33%, and I've got to say, today, unfortunately, Helen, it wasn't your day. Anton's taken it out with the win.
Anton, there you go, brother.
Yeah.
Cameron Park, sorry,
Helen.
Congratulations, Anton. Aww. You're a good sport, Helen.
I love a bit of good sportsmanship. Yeah. Helen, you're always great like that.
Helen, delightful to talk to.
You too, and enjoy your puppy, won't you, when you get up?
Ooh, I'm looking forward to it.
All right, guys. Anton, the winner of the song challenge for Cameron Park this morning, mate. Would you like to introduce your song, please?
Oh, how do I say it? Apart from turn your stereos up, listen to the car, let the bangers roll, enjoy.
Oh, here it is, guys. Basement Jacks, good morning, Newcastle.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish.
Oh, Jackson is here. Tell us, my man, what is the goss?
I'm doing a bit of a quarantine edition. So Snoop Dogg has dropped a new track all about him wanting to go outside. I don't know if you're going to buy it or not, but I've got a bit of a taste of it. Do you want to hear?
Yeah, of course we do.
I'm going to pass on it, but, you know, I mean...
No good. Crevo, you're a big lover of Snoop Doggy Dogg.
Yeah, but he's hit and miss, though, I would say, as a rapper. Like, sometimes he does awesome stuff, and then he's an inconsistent rapper, I'm going to say.
I only like his number ones. That's it. That's as far as it goes. I'm not, like, buying his album and listening to every track. I just like the track. I just like the collabs. Like, what was that one with Katy Perry, even that was
California
her song?
California Girls.
Just, you know, just appear on the odd...
Trust you, Jade. Of all the odd Snoop banger. Dogg songs, you pick the one with Katy Perry.
Yeah. That's as close as you'll get.
I think that says it all.
Nah, I'm off Snoop Dogg ever since he attacked Gail King.
That's true. I forgot about that.
Geez. Yeah, what a loser. I'm not buying it. I'm switching gears to the Kardashians. So of course, my favourites. I am hanging out for September because they're teasing their pandemic season, basically. Do you want to hear a teaser of the promo?
Yes.
If my computer ever works.
The White House said that the coronavirus is serious.
The city of Los Angeles is issuing a stay-at-home order. No public and private gatherings will be allowed.
It's just scary when someone so close to home has tested positive.
Chloe, I miss you. I miss you to hug you.
It's very dramatic. I might have added a bit of music to that.
They've
opened up about how they're filming it because, of course, they can't have film crews because they're not considered essential workers around them. So they're doing a lot of it via Zoom, which they're saying is very hard because when people get mad now, they just turn their computer off or walk away from the screen. They can't actually be followed. But the Kardashians are getting... obviously people have gone into their houses. They have to wait 24 hours between setting up the gear to be able to use it because of the COVID-19 germs.
Of course.
And the producers have said as well that smartphones, they're getting iPhones, one a week, each Kardashian member, so they put it in the mailbox and then they hand it back to producers who then try and edit up a little bit of a season. I don't think this one's going to be that good, to be honest.
Clever, but what a job having to edit that.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, I cannot wait for 2021 when all of this is done and dusted and TV is back to normal. I'm sick of seeing video of Zoom calls.
Yeah.
Like, please.
It's terrible.
The American Idol finale was on the other week and I was watching that and I was just so...
Everything is with so 2 seconds of delay. Yeah. So they do the performance and someone goes, how was that? And then you wait.
Yeah, for the delay. It's
horrible.
And then
they say, Oh, it was great. It's just like, no, this is not what I want to watch.
Touch wood, but I'm so glad none of us have gotten COVID-19 or anyone in this building because, oh, my God, doing our show would be a nightmare.
It would just sound like normal because the computers don't work.
Well, that's true.
It might be better.
Thank you for that, Jackson. Checking in with Hamish next for New FM News. It's 8:27. Good morning.
New FM.
Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle,
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo.
The Novos. New FM.
Now, Hamish, you're just saying the snow is starting to fall in southern New South Wales. How great
is
that? I love the snow. It's so good yesterday. Of course, Gladys announced that the snow season will be happening. So a lot of happy snowboarders and skiers
out there. Bunnies, now, I think
snow bunnies.
Snow
bunnies. How sweet.
In our big executive meeting yesterday, Jade was trying to score herself a free snow trip. She actually brought up an idea. She's like, guys, I've got a great idea for a prize, right? We give away a trip to the snow and we get to go.
Yeah, well.
I love your work.
Look, not just for me. I'm doing it for everyone. Or at least, you know, one lucky person out there who might win a family trip to the snow.
You know
I'm trying to do this for you.
Let's put it out to the universe. All of us go and broadcast from the snow. Take some listeners. Hamish, you come. Jackson comes. We do a show from a little chalet.
It'd be amazing.
Down there.
Show from the snow.
Oh.
Good vibes.
Well, my first radio job was at Jindabyne at Snow FM.
You got you love the snow.
I love the snow.
We could be the Nove Snows.
The Nove Snows.
No, it doesn't work at all.
It sort of sounds like Snow Globe. I sort of see what you're doing.
Oh, the Snovos. Sorry, the Snovos.
Snovos.
I wonder if they'll let us back in the building and use their studios as Snow FM. They'll probably lock the door they see me.
Probably.
Well,
that
Maddie Harrison, he's back.
What's he doing here?
Oh, no, lock the doors. Were you one of those people that would, like, love making snowballs and throwing them at people?
Oh, I was a pest.
Yeah, see, no wonder they'd be locking the doors. But, you know, a lot of people want their workplaces to lock the doors so we can always have a four-day working week after COVID-19.
How's
so
good.
There are increasing calls for this to be introduced into Australia. So we're going to take your calls after this on 13 10 09. What are your thoughts? Would you like a four-day working week, seeing that really it can be done after COVID-19?
I think a lot of people are realising,
it's
especially
easy.
If I'm not commuting, working from home, and I can just do it all quicker. Who needs to go a fifth day?
I think a lot of businesses out there are realising as well that the productivity still exists with people working at home. And I reckon it would actually be more productive to give someone, you know, a four-day working week.
Absolutely.
Well, we'll discuss it more after this on 13 10 09. Would you like a four-day working week after COVID-19?
Now, for your feel-good Friday here at New FM, here's Sam Smith, To Die For. It's 8:37. Good morning. Sam Smith. We're live across Newcastle with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. It's 8:40 and on 13 10 09 this morning, we are asking you, should we have a four-day working week after COVID-19?
I feel like I've been waiting for this day my entire life.
Me too.
The moment of change, I can feel the tide is changing. I really can, because I've spoken about this multiple times on the show, probably more than necessary, because I'm all for a four-day working week. I think productivity is better. People are happier. I've noticed since COVID-19, everyone's a lot friendlier in the streets. Like, just walking past, saying g'day, they're on their bikes with their kitties.
It's very true, actually.
It is. Everyone's quality of life's better. We're not in this constant rat race. So I'm one of the biggest advocates in the world for global change.
For
a four-day working week.
Well, some places have trialed it, and it's usually very successful.
Sweden, I think it is.
Because what happens is people go, they have this incentive to finish all their work quicker. So they just do it.
Yeah.
Maybe they put in a little bit more time on the 4 days.
What a great work-life balance, though. 4 days
amazing.
At work, 3 days off, the time you get to spend with your family, people reconnecting more. I think it would be great.
So none of us here are opposed.
No.
No.
Hamish. Sorry, Hamish. I was wound up here.
He's looking at something important at the moment.
I wonder if he's into it. Maybe.
I think it's good. Do you know what? I honestly do think, though, there are so many things that we need to think through, though. Question for you both. Would you be happy to take some sort of pay cut in order to have a four-day working
week? Yes, I would.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you would?
Yeah.
Me too.
I think about, so if you took that full day off, that's 20%, probably a bit high, but meet me in the middle at 10.
10%.
And you'd get me. That'd be it. That'd be all it would take. And it's interesting we talk about this because I was talking to a friend yesterday and they are actually looking at negotiating a four-day week with their boss.
No way.
Yep. So they have been working 4 days for over this, like, you know, COVID period and it looks like it might happen.
So are they working from home though currently?
No, they've been working at the office.
Yeah, okay.
And because they've had to take a slight pay cut due to the COVID situation.
Yeah.
The boss said, "Right, well you can just work 4 days and that'll be a fair trade."
Well, that's the thing, like a lot of businesses must be stoked at the moment, like, because like in certain aspects where the people are taking pay cuts because of the situation. Obviously the economy and businesses will pick up, like it will improve over time,
of course.
So, you know, like for like I guess an employee, they must be stressed out going, "Oh, when's the right time to renegotiate pay to increase back to where it was?" It's like, well, hey, let's just work one less day.
Exactly.
You say that, though, and, I mean, it's so complicated, guys. I mean, you look at business. I mean, you need to get them on board as well. It's kind
be
of
a can-do man, Maddie. Oh.
Stop being so negative,
Mr.
Maddie.
Mr. Negative all of a sudden.
But, and it's not like everyone has to take the same day.
No.
Like, it's not like, oh, no one's working Fridays anymore. But, you know, some people might take Wednesdays or, you know, it might work because they get to go to their kids' sport or whatever.
Now, a rotating roster, so at least you get at least one three-day weekend, a month.
Or put your preference in or, you know, that sort of thing.
Mark's on the phone. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
What are your thoughts on this, mate? Four-day working week, yay or nay?
I love it. I already do it. I've been doing it for about 12 months.
Oh, I'm jealous. How did you snag that?
Well, I'm lucky. I have a job that's, that allows me to sort of be quite flexible, and I actually work four long days and have Fridays off.
See, I'm into
that's
that.
That's the dream.
What do you do for work, Mark?
I work for an insurance company.
See, very clever.
The insurance companies, they pull out the good working conditions sometimes, don't they?
They do, and our employer is quite forward-thinking and quite flexible with what we can do, so I've been quite lucky. And yeah, I work longer days, but Fridays is my day to get stuff done.
And I bet because they've offered you that, you're, like, more loyal to them because where else are you going to get this?
That's right. That's right. And, it makes me want to stay there because, it's hard to get it with other employers. And they're also talking to us about what we can do when we go back to work, how many days we want to work in the office or home. So I'll probably go back and do 2 days in the office and 2 days at home.
Yeah, wow. Hey, Mark, how did life change for you 12 months, you know, into this? Like, are you spending more time with the family? Like, what are you getting in life that you weren't getting before?
Well, at the same time, we also did a move from Sydney to Newcastle.
Yeah.
So my life sort of changed. I've just got so much more time. I work the longer days on those 4 days, but the 3 days that I've got off, you just feel so much more relaxed by the Monday to go back to work again. So.
That's amazing.
Really cool.
You know, good on you, man. You are living the dream.
Yeah, it's great. I love it.
No, good stuff, Mark. Thanks for calling the show, man. Thanks for listening.
And we put this on our Facebook page. We did a poll. Feel free to go there and have your say if you're driving in the car at work. But 83% of people are all for having a four-day working week after COVID-19. That's a lot.
Wow.
That's you hardly get 83% of people to agree to anything in life.
I
know. We've done well with this, I think.
Well, Scott Morrison, take notes. Take note, brother.
I'll share him this chat on Facebook.
Because I'm sure he'll look at that and go, you know what? Let's just do it for the whole country.
I can't be more blunt about it. Stop it.
Next, though, guys, we're going to wrap up the week with a bit of fun because you guys would be well aware of the rapper Cardi B. She's quite a quirky and interesting human, and I've noticed something about the way she talks, and I've actually found evidence that I think she is part bird.
Okay.
What?
Part bird. Yeah. Like, legit fluffy, feathery.
Yeah, in my mind, anyway.
A bit of fun to wrap up your Friday. It's 8:47 with the Novos and UFM. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novos.
Lady Gaga, Stupid Love on 105.3 and UFM. And just a little quick note for you guys. Mm-hmm. 2 o'clock this afternoon, stand by for Ariana Grande and Lady Gaga's brand new single. It's going to be great.
I can't
wait. It's called Rain on Me.
Awesome. So we're going to play it here.
Yeah, well, fingers crossed. Hey, talking Cardi B right now.
A girl had beef with me, she gonna have beef with me forever.
That's right. She's one of the most interesting people in pop culture at the moment.
Full on.
Like, love or hate her music, she's just a fascinating human being. And she loves to say crazy things when she does interviews and stuff.
She's almost like the female Kanye West. That's how I describe her.
Even more interesting.
Mm.
Like, he'll say something just to be insulting or whatever.
Oh, no, she's out, like, yeah.
Whereas she's saying stuff that you just, like, squint your eyes and go, is that real? Huh? A lot? Anyway, Jade, the other day you sent a video through to the group of this bird, like a little budgerigar, and it was just sort of chatting away, and I thought to myself, I think that Cardi B is part bird. And I've started to collect some evidence because I think, like, and not just one bird, but she sounds, in fact, at times a lot like a bunch of different birds. So let's start with Cardi B saying the word okur.
Why aren't you understanding? Okur!
Right? Now, this is something that she does quite a bit.
It's a trademark.
It is a trademark, but I've also tracked down a budgerigar saying a very similar sounding thing. Now, if we listen to that again.
Is that the full bird?
That's a
Why
bird.
Aren't you understanding?
Cardi B? It's really hard to tell which is which. And I think, you know, that's piece of evidence number one that she's part bird. Let's move to a different bird this time, the green parrot. Let's hear Cardi B saying, like, laughing. All right. Now let's listen to the green parrot making a similar noise.
Can he Cardi B again?
He's Cardi.
She's definitely part bird. Let's move this on to the grey catbird, which lives over in like the United States and moves down into South America as well. We'll start with Cardi B making what I call a catbird type sound. All right, now let's listen to the grey catbird of North America.
Okay.
That is so great. That is amazing.
I therefore put it to you with those three bits of evidence, Cardi B is part bird.
So we've got Cardi B part bird and we've got Jade part horse.
Yeah.
Give us your horsey.
What a mix.
Wrap up the show.
Mic, though, right. Go off mic.
Like, I'm going off the mic, okay.
Kill my eardrums every time, but I love it. Very good. What a cooked way to end the week. There we go, guys.
Yay.
Another week done. Producer Jackson. Hey, mate, what's on the way with 105 minutes?
105 minutes commercial free with Powderfinger. If you're into Aussie music.
Yeah, love it.
Love the guys. Apparently they're getting back together.
As Jade likes to call him, Bernard Fanning.
Bernard.
I wouldn't do it to his face. I heard he's quite a hard interview.
Really?
Yeah, apparently. Gwen Stefani.
Gwenny Gwen.
Yeah, I'm loving this vibe at the moment. UFM's got a bit of spunk about it at the moment, doesn't it? It's good.
And Tapping It Off.
Oh, yeah.
My favourite at the moment.
Ready.
It's your tune, your banger.
It's my jam.
It's my jam.
It's Newcastle's only block of ad-free music, and I just want to say a massive thank you to Jester's Mobile Car Clean for hooking us up this week with those $70 car wash vouchers. It's the car wash that comes to you. Book a variety of cleans, including the ISO clean from just $20. Conditions apply. Full details at newfm.com.au. That's it, guys. We'll catch you next week.
Ciao, ciao.
See ya.
Get the full show and catch up on everything you've missed.
Let's hear it.
Search for The Novos on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. 105.3 New FM.